During the first weekend of Advent, we focused on joy. And last weekend, we talked a lot about patience. And today, we talk about hope. Hope. For without hope, we are truly a people adrift, disconnected from the beauty of the world around us, as represented in the many faces here today. This season of Advent is about renewing and enlarging and making real hope. Our hope and trust in Jesus. Our hope and trust that in the mysteries of God's ways, a child born of a teenage mother in the Middle East was and is the Son of God. Our King, the King of Advent, the King of Hope, began life as all of us do, as a little child. And yet his mission was completely different: to bring good news to the oppressed, to lift up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to captives and release to prisoners, and to save all of us. Rejoice. In our gospel, we encounter our friend John the Baptist, and as we've discussed, the church teaches that the birth of John marked the beginning of a new era in the relationship between God and humanity. And his ministry was significant because it was dedicated to preparing the way of the Lord. It was devoted to pointing the way to our God. His life foreshadowed or was in parallel to the one in which our Lord was treated. For John the Baptist also was imprisoned and beheaded, just as our Lord was beaten and crucified. And despite his very odd appearance, and perhaps unusual habits, and despite the fact that John the Baptist irritated, annoyed the authorities of his day, John was always persistent, he was always deflecting attention away from himself and toward the light of our God. In the language of the church, this weekend is also known as Gaudete. Gaudete, as some would say. I like Gaudete. Sunday. And on this weekend, we have passed the midpoint of Advent, and so we seek to lighten the mood a bit. And so let us, as people of the incarnation, as people of the resurrection, let us spend more time in hope and in rejoicing for the time of our Savior's arrival is near. The seeds of hope and rejoicing are, of course, found in our appreciation of the many blessings which God has given us. Yes, there are material blessings, but always, as Catholics, we go deeper. We go deeper by sowing the seeds of hope and joy, by doing good things for others. And we sow the seeds of hope by feeding the hungry, not just with words, but with our actions. And we recall that the center of our hope is always Jesus. Christ continues to come to us in different ways and in so many different disguises. We encounter Jesus when another wishes us peace. We encounter Jesus in the presence of those who dress differently than we do, or who may speak with an accent, or who may even act differently than we would prefer. We encounter Jesus in the faces of those who are frail and in the smiles of the differently abled. And yes, even in the little ones. Yes, those little ones who slobber and spit up all over us. They give us a glimpse of new and innocent life. Hope. Joy. When we experience these qualities, we know that we're drawing ourselves even closer to the Lord of all, who loves us and forgives us and is always merciful. Rejoice, for Christmas is near. And homilies this time of year should be short. Amen.